In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the fourth and fifth mission from the 27th Perek Masech the Kelim. The mission begins. Hamekatzea mikulam tefach al tefach. So in yesterday's Mishnah, we were talking about different materials and the minimum size for those pieces of material to be susceptible to Tumat Midras. However, this Mishnah says that if someone deliberately cuts a tefach by tefach, so even one by one from any of these materials, for the purpose of a seat, for example, like a bike seat, we would say then it is tameh, it is susceptible to tumat midras. Meaning if a zav sat on it, it would then be an av hatumah. Meaning because it was deliberately cut and fashioned for that purpose, then we don't require the minimum shiur we mentioned. Yes, there's mishnat, even if it's just a tefach by tefach. Mishnah continues, mishulei hakupa, if someone cuts a tefach al tefach from the bottom of a basket, then it is tameh, meaning he's cut it from the base of the basket in order to use it for sitting on a pot. However, if it's mitzidei hakupa, if he's cut from the side of it, Rabbi Shimon says it's metaher. According to the way the Kati explains it here, is if it's cut, according to Rabbi Shimon, if it's cut from the side of it, since it's bent, it's not really fit for sitting on, therefore it's not suitable for that task, and therefore it is not susceptible to Tumat Midras. However, Chachamim says, mekatzea tefach al tefach b'kol makom. It doesn't matter where you cut it from, since you've cut it for the express purpose for sitting upon, then it is susceptible to Tumat Midras. Kati in the extension brings a different explanation by the Mishnah Achrona, but I'll leave that for your further study. Let's now learn Mishnah Hei. Blui nafa ukvara shitkina leshiva. Here using discussing siva or sifta that has been worn out. An individual thinks, well, that will be good to place on top of a bench, say, for example, for to sit upon, and he makes slight modifications for it to do so. The Rebbe Akiva says, imetame, that would be sufficient now to make it susceptible to Tumat Midras. However, Chachamim Matarim, Chachamim disagree, Ajiya Katsea, until it has been actually cut and modified substantially, it's only then it would be susceptible to Tumat Midras. Next, kise shel katan sheyesh lo raglaim, af al pi she'ein bo gevua tefach tameh. So if we're dealing with a child's seat that has legs, despite the fact the legs are not a tefach high, it is susceptible to tumat midras. What type of seat would that be? You can imagine, say, a booster. A small booster that's placed on a bench or a chair for the child to sit upon. Normally we say for an adult, if the legs are not a tefach tall, it's not susceptible to tumat midras, it's not really fit for a chair. For a child, such a booster is useful for sitting upon and therefore susceptible to Tumat Midras. Next, Chaluk Shel Katan. Here we're dealing with a garment or clothing of a katan, like a newborn child, that is very small. Rebbe Eliezer says it's susceptible to Tumat even Bekol Shor, even the smallest amount. However, Chachamim Omrim, this Chachamim says no, it has to be Ad Shiyeh Bo Kishiur. It has to be, as we've discussed previously, that what the shiur for beggar for Tumat Midras is 3x3 tefachim. So he says, if it's not the size of 3x3 tefachim, despite the fact this is a child might be lying on it or whatever, it has to be 3x3 tefachim, and also nimdad kaful has to be measured, when you measure 3 tefachim, doubled over. In other words, if you imagine this chaluk on top of a baby, it's a measured 3x3 on the front and the back, so really 3x6 tefachim. It is then, and only then, if it's that minimum size, that it would be susceptible to Tumat Midras. Those are the Mishnah today.